No. Cause, where was it? Something about fooling around, yeah. That's what I want to do, a little fooling around. I can stand a little fooling around tonight. Fooling around, fooling around. I could stand a little fooling around tonight. Sure could stand a little fooling around tonight. And it's not even Saturday yet. But I could stand it. Yes, I could. If I just had the proper party, the proper party, and I would, if I just had the proper party. And she lives on 3105 Mohead, do, and she lives on Old Boulder, Colorado, do, 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 do. And I sent you a tape, the last tape I had without the label. And I hope it gets there all right. I think it will. Doggone it, I hate to send them things without a label. But I don't know how I'll worry about that later. Let's see. The letter you wrote today was the nicest, newsiest letter. I guess you got a half a dozen items in there. And you don't usually have too many items. Different. Anyway, you're going out to see Aunt Annie, or you've gone to see her by now. This is me, yeah. And you saw Aunt Sadie, I hope. Where was you when Aunt Sadie and Aunt Mame was with us? Stayed with me. Stayed with me for 3-4 days. Sadie and Mame, I don't know where you were. It don't seem, you must have met Sadie before, but you said you hadn't. Well, you're going out to Aunt Annie's, or you're going out to Junie's, and you've seen Aunt Annie, and you went with Aunt Stacia. Now, that's something. I never thought I was going to break you to go alongside Aunt Stacia for a ride. I never thought that you'd do it. Let's see what strange bedfellows you fall in with when you marry a roving guy and he goes away and leaves you. And you find that some of his relatives are tolerable and others are not tolerable. Well, you've got to look at people under the skin. And under what they say, it's what they do. And God damn it, Robert, get in here. God damn it, you're going to miss church. And you talked about Uncle Jim and Mary Elizabeth and Uncle Jim, and you talked about my little old cousin Carol. Yeah, she might have had, but I think this guy that she got hooked up with is probably just don't care. He didn't seem to have much line of caring. He was more for himself, I guess. I don't know, Carol, I think, would let people step on her. She acts like it. Her dad won't let anybody step on her, though. I don't know what I'm talking about, but because I don't know what the problem is. But the other problem really surprises me, the one of Don DeHaven. I figured that there was some reason for that woman acting like she was, but I thought it was all between two personalities clashing. And when they clash violently, you get something like Allie and his first wife, maybe. This one here didn't seem to have that feeling of illness. But I imagine old Don was pretty shaken up. He's always had a big spot in his heart for that gal. And he's always acted the gentleman. And he never had any resentment. And he always took care of his domestic duties, which is a hell of a lot more than probably I would do if I had had a wife that was a turned me out in the cold. So you see, there's lots of people that are wonderful underneath that you don't know about till the pressure gets on. And a lot of them come from your generation and mine. I don't know why that is. I guess maybe depression had something to do with it. Maybe it's just the people we know. Maybe it's just the people that are tolerable to us. Huh? As I say, I'm getting kind of punchy. You can probably tell by the way I talk a lot here now. I'm getting a little bit, so I throw my mind around and let her get out of gear now and then. And I coast. And you coast out of gear and you don't wear no parts out. And you don't use much fuel and your oil stays fresh. And you don't have to change them oil filters and stuff like that. The only thing that wears out is the tires. And that's, you can't stop the tire wear. As long as that car's going to go forward or backward, you're going to get a wear on the tire. And that's all that's wearing on me when I throw that mind out of gear and coast. But then you coast along, it's quiet, you can open the windows, there's no noise of the car, and just hear the wind whistle by and watch the scenery pass by. And look forward to the goal you're reaching, you're striving for, or when you're going to get there and what's going to happen. So if I sound a little odd, like I'm coasting, you coast too. Just lay back there and put your head on that pillow and listen to while old Carly gives you some kind words of advice. When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me. And the blue of her eyes with the gold of her hair is like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Flossie waits for me. Speaking of the blue of the night, we've got a moon tonight that gives us about 100% visibility, that is with moonlight. And it's the biggest, roundest moon. It's over your way, too, but it's in this sort of an atmosphere at altitude or longitude and latitude. It's kind of a big moon like we used to see in Honolulu Buli. And I wish I had you to stand around and look at that moon with me. That's where I feel like getting right now. Moonlight on the river Colorado, and the moon is shining bright on old Poughkeepsie there tonight. So my baby is a smiling up at me so tenderly. I'm going to land where my baby is lying. I'm going to land where my baby is a sighing and a crying. I don't know many songs anymore. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why you thrill me through and through. I don't know why, but you do. You know, I see this tape running out. I better start concentrating on saying goodbye, baby. Goodbye for now, and remember, I love you very much, and I wish I had you in my arms to hold you tenderly and whisper those little words into your ears. It makes the blood run pounding, pulsing through your veins. Good night, baby. Sleep tight. Remember how much I love you. And tell all the folks howdy. And tell my little dog, stick in there and ride if she has to in that Imperial. But don't get the seats dirty, because you don't get Imperial seats dirty. And take care of yourself, honey. Here's a kiss for you and a big hug. And remember, you got about 50 more days to hang on. So don't be discouraged with a lot of foolish kids. And don't let them get you down. If you have to, take an aspirin and walk away and say, I'm going to be sick for 2 days. And stay away from them. When they start messing up that nice dining hall, then I think you better walk out and say, that's too much for me. You guys run your own school. It's just beyond my intelligence to work with you guys. So, sweet dreams, honey. Take care of yourself. And remember, I love you always, and I love you more each day as the days go by. And I don't know what's going to happen as the days keep going by and I keep loving you more. Because pretty soon I'm going to be overwhelmed with love. And I ain't going to be... No.